Hey, it's Nicole, and I wanted to follow up on my last podcast about giving your man or a man a soul orgasm. Now, I talked the last time about your field of intention and what that means, and if there are things that are blocking or there are blockages within your field of intention, it will actually leave a man feeling really controlled or manipulated. And what you will find is that your relationship is stuck, it's in a stall zone, there's no energy moving around, because behind your intention there's a field that is blocked with all sorts of maybe unconscious issues. Maybe it is negative thinking, maybe it's panic, maybe it's fear, maybe it's emotional baggage, maybe it's the kind of needy, desperate, kind of critical type nagging behavior. And if you have any of those behaviors that are very dominant within your field of intention, then it's going to translate in a man feeling really stuck with you. Like he won't feel that he can take it to the next level with you. And so today I'm going to talk about giving a man a soul orgasm to where he connects with you in a deep way, where he wants to take it to the next level. Now, I wrote an article recently that just was mind-boggling, and it was called, sorry, Artfully Seducing a Man. And I talk about the seduction as sexual energy, whereas many people usually understand seduction as sexual, but sexual really has more to do with behavior. And I go further behind that, and I talk about it as it having to do with or being a sexual energy. And when you think about your field of intention, then you're thinking about the invisible qualities within your mind, the invisible qualities within your mindset, the invisible qualities within your mental world that's translating into your connection, that's translating in the action world, like it's out picturing in the external world. And so, in order for you to bring a man to where he feel really seduced by you, your mental world is where your field of intention is. And if your mental world doesn't have those qualities, like, a sense of being in control, a sense of being happy, a sense of being at peace with yourself, a sense of self-acceptance, if your field of intention don't have those qualities within it, then it's not going to translate into the sexual energy that you need to seduce a man and bring him into a deep kind of desire, kind of earthquake type or earth-shattering feelings of passion for you, where he's just like a raging mad animal, and he just wants you all the time. He wants to, not kind of weird, but just passionate about who you are and your relationship. And so what you need to do, if you feel stuck with a man, you got to take a look at your field of intention. Take a look at whether or not you have unresolved issues from your childhood. Take a look at whether you have destructive tendencies, kind of negative images, negative mindset, kind of a pessimistic view, like a needy, clingy type, nothing ever works out, fearful view. If all of those are hidden or remain stuck in your field of intention, again, it's just not going to translate into that sexual potent energy that you need to bring a man into a deeper connection with you. So you need to take a look at that. And really, it's not about a man, and you doing things for him and it being so much work, and you just have to learn all these things, and you just have to get it, and it's all about always acting a certain way so a guy wants you, and having to make him fall in love. It's not about that. What it is about is taking personal responsibility for your self-growth. And so when you're doing that, you're no longer focusing on doing things just to get a man's attention. You're doing it because you are growing. You are you are kind of targeting your life in a direction where you're going to pull yourself up, where you're going to elevate, where you're going to transcend yourself, where you're going to elevate yourself, and you are basically evolving, you know, into the person that you're wanting to be. So take the focus off of having to do things for a man or do work to make, you know, make him happy with you, having to flirt or do your, you know, eye a certain way, your body a certain way. All of that has no power whatsoever, believe it or not, to really impact a man. Because if your mental world, your field of intention has all of this stuck negative energy and you're acting a certain way, it's going to cross the signal and he's not going to connect with you the way that you're wanting for him to connect with you. And so the number one thing you need to work on, how to give a man soul orgasm to the next level, is that you have to take yourself to the next level. If you don't, then men are just continually going to feel stuck with, and that's not what you're wanting. And the first thing that you can do to really take yourself to the next level, and maybe why you're even having the blockages that you're having, is because you haven't come into understanding a deep sense of self-acceptance. You know, maybe you're still so critical about yourself. You're still trying to act a certain way to have a man's approval. You're still thinking you have to do all of these things and work and tire yourself out and run around and be a certain way in order to get a man to be into you. But it really isn't about trying to be a way in your behavior, but it's more about beingness. Clearing your field of intention, clearing those things that are those blockages, things like even unforgiveness and baggages from past relationships that are unresolved. If you have unresolved issues and baggages from past relationships, those things will block your energy and men won't attach themselves to you in the way they're wanting to attach themselves to you. For example, a lady sent me an email and she told me that she cheated and her boyfriend also cheated. They both kind of cheated on their former partner. And this is just a perfect example of, you know, now they're having massive problems in their relationship. And this is just a perfect example that there's so much unresolved block, negative energy, destructive kind of behavior that is resident kind of and stuck inside and basically has found a way to be locked up inside the relationship where the relationship can't unravel and go to the next level. And so you got to deal with those things inside of you first. And when you begin to deal with those things within your own soul, within your own field of intention, then men pick up on that and they actually take the relationship further. Like, basically everything that you want and translates on the outside, but first you must do the work on the inside. I will talk to you again soon. I hope you got a lot out of this. Write me at advice@howtogofromgirlfriendtowife.com, and I'll talk to you again soon.